Verse 12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Now, here is an amazing passage of Scripture, and I'd like for you to note, first of all, that the thing that Peter's doing is actually, he's quoting a psalm here. He's quoting Psalm 34, and I think probably I ought to turn back to Psalm 34 and read verse 15 and 16 to you. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Now, that's a strong statement, as you can see, as it is made there. And this is something that the Word of God has emphasized a great deal. Over in Ecclesiastes 2:17, here is something that goes right along with this. God has guaranteed to hear the prayers of those who are his own. He is not guaranteed to hear the prayers of those that are not his own. Now, the only prayer that a sinner can pray is, Lord, I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I want you to accept me as a sinner in him. And that's a prayer that God will hear and God will answer. But this idea that an old reprobate can live any kind of a life, and then the movies and the novels have it, the old reprobate comes home and his little girl is sick in a hospital, and he goes and gets down on his knees and calls upon God to raise her up. And how marvelous and sentimental that is. May I say to you, and I say it very plain, that's nonsense. And that's absolutely unscriptural. Now, the thing that's important to note is, let that old reprobate get right with God. Then God will hear and answer prayer. This idea today that you can call on God under any circumstances and doesn't make any difference who you are. My friend, he has not promised to hear the prayer of those that are not his. And I know that's strong language. And if you really want to live life, in Ecclesiastes 2:17, here's a man that tried everything, and he lived like a reprobate, and he says, therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me for all its vanity and vexation of spirit. How many men and women today living for the things of the world, involved in it, all of a sudden wake up and find out it's not worth it, that life's monotonous, life's not worth it. No wonder they put a gun to their brain and blow out their brain. No wonder they jump out of a 13-story building. No wonder today that they take an overdose of sleeping pills. My friend, may I say, not until you come in a right relationship with God. That means that we're living on a pretty high plane, does it not? Will you listen now? And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? I guess that means God gives you an armor that nobody can touch you at all.